something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Person of Jesus. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. There's a man called Jonathan, the son of Saul the king. And Jonathan was the heir apparent, the crown prince. He would become king after his father. One day, the Philistines came against Israel in battle. And a young man that had been anointed by the Spirit of God came to the battlefront. He was too young to be in the army, but he heard a great giant cursing and cursing and cursing. So David asked, he said, "Who is that?" Oh, they said, "He's the giant Goliath of Gath. Nobody can fight him. Everybody's afraid of him." Oh, he said, "I can." Young boy, 17 years old. He said, "I can." Well, you know the story. By the power of God, he killed the giant, Goliath. The Bible says, Jonathan, the son of Saul, loved him. He saw the young man David and loved David. Saul the king took David to his own house. And Jonathan took David aside and talked with him. He just loved this young guy. And made a covenant with David. You know what kind of covenant he made with him? He made a blood covenant with David. And said, "From today you are my brother." They became blood brothers. And God was watching all these things. Later on, Saul became angry with David. Because he became popular. And the people were singing, "Saul has slain his thousands. And David his 10,000s. Oh, because of that, he became persona non grata. Saul wanted to kill him. But his son Jonathan had made a covenant with David. One day, when Saul sent out 3,000 soldiers to look for David to kill him, Jonathan went to find David for himself. When he got to David, I tell you, this is very interesting. Before David escaped, and had these 3,000 men looking for him. He was not in the house of Saul one day when they were having dinner. And Saul was offended because he had plans that day to kill him. But he was not there. So he asked his son Jonathan, "Where is David?" Oh, he said he asked permission to go to his family. They have a feast at this time and he cannot come. Then he took a javelin and threw it at his son Jonathan to kill him because he was angry. Jonathan said, "Why?" He said, "Don't you know that that boy is more popular than yourself? As long as David is alive, you will not be king." And he had been watching his son. He saw that his son loved David with his whole heart. So he said, "I know you prefer that boy to yourself." "Fool," he said, "you are a fool." You know, like they would call him Agbaya. "You big fool." He made a covenant with David. He made a covenant with David. He loved David. He said, because God was with David. You know, one day, at this time when they were looking for him, they wanted to kill him. He ran to meet David. He said, "Now I know my father wants to kill you." Then here's the most touching part. He said to him, he said, "My father knows that I prefer you to myself." He said, "You will be king. and I will be next to you. Listen, this is the heir apparent, crown prince himself. He was not fighting for the throne. His father was fighting to help him keep it. But the young man said, no. He knew the hand of God was on David. He said, you will become king, and I shall be next to you. This was moving for God. Moving. Can a man actually do that? This is the greatest of love. Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend. What could be greater? Are you still there? God needed a son. God needed someone who would understand him and follow him. They looked throughout the world. There was none. God needed somebody to redeem the world. There was none. God needed somebody to be man's next of kin. There was none. No redeemer. Man had become a child of the devil by obeying Satan in the garden. You remember? In the garden. Man had become a partaker of Satan's nature. None for God anymore. One day, God came to a woman. You see, you cannot have a normal human being without a woman. You can have without a man, but you cannot have without a woman. All you ladies, aren't you glad about that? You can have without a man, but you cannot have without a woman. If that one is to have rights on the face of the earth. You say, why? I tell you, Jesus proved you can have without a man. Because he was born without the agency of a man. He was born of a virgin. Proof positive. You could have a child without a man. Hallelujah. But to be a human being, you need a human body. And a human body can only come from a woman. Oh, you didn't know that. The life may come from a man, but the body can only come from a woman. Otherwise, it is not a human being. Did you hear me? It's something else. It is not a human being. Glory to God. So God wanted to have a son, so he needed a woman. And he got Mary and sent his word to Mary. Thou shalt bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. You see, the miracle of the word of God is this. And you, some of you, you want to be healed tonight. Get ready. Get ready for this. This is very important. See, when God speaks, his word is the life. His word is the life. Whatever God's word says, whatever the message that is in that word that he speaks, the word has the life and is the life of the message that he carries. The word becomes whatever it says. If the word is a message of healing, it carries healing with it. Are you hearing me? Like you have different seeds, orange seed, corn seed, call it mango, anything. All these different seeds. All right? Any seed. The one you sow is the one you're going to reap. Now, God's word is the seed. If it talks about healing, it is the seed of healing. If it talks about a son getting you a child, then it is the child seed. Like the child seed came to Abraham when he had no child. God said, you're going to bring forth a son. You have a son in your old age. The man received it. When Jesus said, rise up and walk, the power, the life to be able to rise up and walk went in the word to the man. Hallelujah. When God says, be strong, the word that he has spoken, be strong. When you hear it, it becomes the strength in you. It makes you strong. Are you following this? It's so important for us to understand the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Everyone wants to be born again, and you should want to. This is your moment. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you, and salvation in Christ will be yours. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. And I receive in his name eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God. From this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know, according to the scriptures, salvation is yours now. You are saved. Thank God for you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Everyone who has come to you now in faith in Christ Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be named upon them from this moment. Satan has no power over them anymore. They belong to you and in your kingdom. I bless them with your word. I bless them with your love. I bless them with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. You are blessed now. You're blessed today. Thank God for you.
Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 033-976-074 or 078-787-673 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled, The Person of Jesus.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.